In chapter 3 of his book, New Proofs for the Existence of God, Contributions of Contemporary Physics and Philosophy, Father Robert Spitzer, our founder and president, offers a metaphysical proof for the existence of God, very similar to St. Thomas Aquinas' first and second way. He divides the proof into four major parts, the first of which consists of an argument for why there must be at least one unconditioned reality. Part 2 of the proof consists of an explanation for why unconditioned reality in and of itself must be absolutely simple in a metaphysical sense. Part 3, following from Part 2, consists of an argument for why there can only be one unconditioned reality. And Part 4, following from Part 3, consists of an argument for why the one unconditioned reality must be the continuous creator of all conditioned realities. Now, for this particular video cast, I'm only going to take up part one, namely the argument for why there must be at least one unconditioned reality. The thrust of the argument for this particular part of the proof consists in showing the intrinsic contradiction of trying to account for the existence of a conditioned reality, say a cat, without the existence of at least one unconditioned reality. And the intrinsic contradiction, as we'll see, lies in having to deny the very existence of the cat under consideration. We can start by establishing why the cat cannot be dependent upon an infinite number of conditions where each condition in the series is itself a conditioned reality. As Father Spitzer illustrates in his book, one condition that the cat essentially depends upon for its existence right here and right now is its cells and the particular structure of its cells. Now, upon reflection, we notice that the cells have no power in and of themselves to be existing conditions for the cat because they, in turn, depend upon the very existence of molecules and the molecules' particular structure. So, therefore, the cells are conditioned realities themselves. In light of this, we may ask, are the cells sufficient to account for the cat existing right here and right now? Obviously, the answer is no, because we would have to appeal to the existence of the molecules. But the same applies to the molecules. They have no power in and of themselves to be existing conditions for the cat because they depend upon the existence of atoms and the structure of atoms. So the molecules, too, are conditioned realities like the cells. And so we could ask again, are the molecules sufficient to account for the cat existing right here and right now? Obviously, the answer is no, because we would have to appeal to the existence of the atoms. Now, the atoms are of the same quality as the cells and the molecules. They are insufficient to account for the cat existing right here and right now because they too, in turn, are conditioned realities depending upon the existence of protons and the structure of protons. But protons, in turn, are dependent upon the existence of quarks and the structure of quarks. This means that protons, too, are conditioned realities and thus are insufficient, like the atoms, like the molecules, like the cells, to account for the existence of the cat right here and right now. So notice what we have so far. We have conditions of the cat that because they have no power in and of themselves to exist and thus are conditioned realities are insufficient to account for the existence of the cat right here and right now. So one might simplify by saying whatever condition of the cat is a conditioned reality is an insufficient condition for the cat to exist right here and right now. So to say that the cat is dependent upon an infinite number of conditions, where each condition in the series is itself a conditioned reality, is simply to say that all of the conditions that the cat is dependent upon are insufficient to account for the existence of the cat. But if no condition in the series is sufficient to account for the existence of the cat, well then the cat could not exist. And it doesn't matter how many insufficient conditions one postulates in order to account for the cat. A greater number of insufficient conditions does not make a sufficient condition. As the venerable Bishop Fulton Sheen once wrote, 12,000 idiots does not make a wise man. The addition of insufficiencies does not make sufficiency. Therefore, if the cat is dependent upon an infinite number of conditions, where each condition in the series is in turn a conditioned reality, which simply means that all of the conditions that the cat is dependent upon are insufficient to account for the existence of the cat, well then, the cat would not exist. But the cat does exist. Therefore, we must conclude that the cat cannot be dependent upon an infinite number of conditions, where each condition in the series is a conditioned reality. So the question now is, well, what will account for the existence of the cat if an infinite number of conditioned realities will not do so? Well, first of all, it can't be a finite number of conditions where each condition in the series is a conditioned reality, because the terminating condition of the series would itself be a conditioned reality, needing its conditions fulfilled. But under such a hypothesis, without an unconditioned reality, there is nothing else existing to fulfill the conditions of the terminating condition. Thus, it would not exist. And consequently, all the other conditioned realities that depend upon it would not exist, including the cat. But the cat does exist. Therefore, we must conclude, the cat cannot be dependent on a finite number of conditions where each condition in the series is a conditioned reality. In order to arrive at an answer to the question, what accounts for the existence of the cat, we must recall what we said previously, that each conditioned reality in the essentially ordered series of conditions for the cat is insufficient precisely because it has no power in and of itself to exist. Therefore, it logically follows that in order to account for the existence of the cat right here and right now, there must be at least one condition in the essentially ordered series of conditions for the cat that does have the power in and of itself to exist and does not depend upon conditions being fulfilled for it to exist. In other words, a reality that exists by virtue of its very nature. Such a reality is what we call an unconditioned reality. And it is such a reality that is the only type of condition that can suffice and be sufficient to account for the cat existing right here and right now, as well as all the other conditioned realities that the cat is dependent upon. So in conclusion, one could summarize the argument as follows. If there is no unconditioned reality in all of reality, then every existent reality would be dependent upon either an infinite or a finite number of conditions where each condition in the series is a conditioned reality itself. But as we've already proven, something cannot be dependent upon an infinite nor even a finite number of conditions where each condition in the series is a conditioned reality. Therefore, there must be at least one unconditioned reality, which has the power in and of itself to exist, not depending upon conditions being fulfilled for its existence. A reality that could exist by virtue of its very nature, which St. Thomas Aquinas would call ipsum esse subsistens, subsistent being itself. And such a reality, when corroborated with the other parts of the metaphysical proof, which I'll have to save for future video casts, constitutes what we classically define as God. If our viewers are interested in this metaphysical proof, I would encourage them to check out our website, magiscenter.com.